Even a korban tzibur also has a psul of shinu kodesh. It was supposed to be a chatis, and you have a marit for noilam, it becomes possum. To yama b'shinu b'aylam, mashenkin the psul of the source for the royal ownership, it's not that way. The havamina is the psul of a gufay. It's not a psul the actual korban itself. It's only a thought about the royal ownership of the korban. The yena b'abba avoidis. With halacha is the shinu b'aylam is only against his zrika. Zrika is what gives the real kapara for the owner. And the pshat for the owner of a korban is, he gets kapara. So the psul could only be chal b'shah zrika, not like shino kodesh, which is chal b'yol dalar avoidis. V'yeinu liach amisa. Once the original owner dies, there's no more kapara. A mace doesn't have a kapara. So male is no halacha for shino b'aylam. V'yeinu b'tzibah k'b'yachid. A korban tzibah doesn't pass the shino b'aylam, because there's no owner by the tzibah. It belongs to everybody. How can you change from one guy to the other guy? Any korban tzibah automatically belongs to everybody. So it's never possible in case of a shinu thing. Now, we have forgot the tatil of dafka. Two of these cases are not dafkam. Tatil me dafka. Two of them are dafkam. The maishna shinu b'aylam do have a psul of gufan. Why do you say shinu b'aylam is not called the psul of korban? The psul of machshava b'yalma. It's only a thought. I'll tell you, shinu kodesh not a psul of machshava. Or shinu kodesh also only a thought. B'yalma hu. The psul of the yama shinu b'aylam en liyacham isam. If after the owner dies, you can't change the ownership. L'rapinchas bread Rav Amid Yomar, yesh shinu b'aylam yachamisa. He also knows there is a psul of shinu b'aylam yachamisa. Mayik l'meim, what could you say? Tatam yudavka ninu. But two of these things are different. Shinu b'aylam is different than shinu kodesh. So what's the loch? And Omer Ovom. Pesach sheshoftu b'shayin yamay sashona. V'shinu b'aylam. Nasa k'mi shein l'b'aylam is mani apostle. No. If you shech the korban Pesach the rest of the year with a psul of shinu b'aylam, just like on Erev Pesach, this psul passes the korban, who are in the rest of the year, it also passes the korban. Because it's true, even if you want to tell me you took off the shem korban Pesach, but you're still left with a psul shinu b'aylam. Even if it's a shlomim now, a korban shlomim is also possible with a shinu b'aylam. So the mice you have this raw machshav of a shinu b'aylam, that makes it possible altogether. It's only the machshav of shinu kodesh makes it kosher. If you think you don't want it to be a korban Pesach, but rather a korban shlomim, that's kosher. You're holding up Samach Aleph. You're getting the Mishnah Samach Aleph. Shochatu Shloim Loichlov. You shechted the Korban Pesach with a Machshava Shloim Loichlov. That the people that can't eat it, they're the ones that should have the Korban. So it's possible. Like we had before, it means a Chayla, know the person, or a person that's sick that can't eat. Harel Shloim Lemuyah. You shechted the Korban Pesach Amanas, that people that were not appointed to not own the korban, it should be for. In other words, these three people bought this korban, and the person that shechted it had in mind for different three people. Or else, l'arelim, you had in mind to shechted it, the korban Pesach should be for an oral. Somebody that doesn't have a bris milah. Or else, l'tameim, you had in mind to shechted it for these people that are tamei, is a loch apostle. Is even though the real owner is not one of these people, the real owner is a tor, and he's a gemalta, and he was mamana, and he could eat the korban, but since b'shash chita you thought for the wrong people, the wrong things there, the wrong thoughts, these are all machshavas that pass on the korban Pesach. We'll see in the Gemara how we know each one. Now, what about lo'ichlov v'shkoy lo'ichlov? You have in mind for two sets of people. So, Rashi learns, lo'ichlov v'shkoy lo'ichlov is kosher, the mixas oichlim loipastu l'kamim first time. Let's say you have 10 people that own this Korban Pesach. 5 of them are healthy people, could eat the meat, and 5 of them are older people or sick people that can't eat it. So then it's kosher. As long as you had in mind for some people that could eat it, even though you also had in mind for some that can't eat it, still it's kosher. We'll see in the Gemara how we know this. So lo'ichlov, v'shvei lo'ichlov, aref lemnuya, v'shvei lemnuya. Again, you had 6 people here. You had in mind for 6 of them. 3 of them were appointed, did own this korban. Just the other 3 did not have any bailus, did not own this korban. Still it's kosher. Hu adin lomoylim ularelim. You had in mind for 6 people. 3 of them had a bris milah, and 3 of them didn't have a bris milah. Still the korban is kosher. As long as you had in mind for some of them that's kosher, the korban is kosher. Letmeyim ulatorim. You had in mind for 6 people, 3 of them are Toradika people, 3 of them are Tomadika people, is also kosher. The korban is kosher. How we know this, we'll see in the Gemara. Shochatu koidim chatzois, posel.
on Erev Pesach, you shechted the Korban Pesach before Chatzos Hayom, before the Zman, the Halacha is a Korban is possible. Because you're shechting it now, L'shem Pesach, therefore the Korban is possible. Mishum Shenema, the Pesach says, Bein Ha'aboyim Shochatu. Bein Ha'aboyim. You're only allowed to shecht it Bein Ha'aboyim, after Chatzos Hayom. But before Chatzos Erev Pesach, it's not the Zman for Shechitas Pesach, the Korban is possible. What about Shochatu Koidim L'tomit? If you shechted the Korban Pesach before the Tomit Shobein Habayim, even though we had before, according to everybody, Mitchila, you're supposed to shecht the Korban of Pesach after the Tomit Shobein Habayim, because by Korban Pesach the Pesach says Bo'eriv, Mashenkein Ben Hab, but Tomit Shobein Habayim only says Ben Habayim, so Mitchila you're supposed to shecht it afterwards. But let's say no, you shechted the Korban Pesach first, as long as it's after Chatzos, the Locher is kosher. The Korban Pesach is kosher. Ubavad she'yachem emaris pedomei. So what happened here now? After Chatzos, instead of doing the Tomit Shobein Habayim, you first shechted the Korban Pesach. So if you chafzich, if you remind yourself right now, after the Shechita, when you receive the blood, don't make this Rikas Adam right now first on the Korban Pesach, but rather have somebody else be emaris. That means let somebody mix up the dam that I should not harden today, that you shouldn't be able to make a zrika later. In other words, we tell you, wait, first let somebody just mix around the blood. Ad sheyizra katomit. Rather wait now, let them bring the tomet shebein abayim, and let them make the zrika on the tomet shebein abayim, and then you'll make the zrika on your korban apesach. So in order this time will take, that the blood should not dry up, one answer is have somebody mix up the blood. The yimnizra kosher. Let's say b'dieved, no, your mamish after Chatzos, you brought the Korban of Pesach, and you made the Zrika Sadam also, before you brought the Tomit Shobein Habayim, b'dieved is kosher. Because the cloud by kosher is usually, when the terrorist says something once, it only means l'mitzvah. That's the way it should be done, l'mitzvah. But b'dieved is kosher. So by kosher, the Torah has to say something twice. If it says it twice, then we say it's likuvay, if you don't do it, the Korban is possible. What does it mean you had this bad machshava that the beginning of the Mishnah says the korban is possible if you had a mind only for somebody that can't eat? What does that mean? L'shum choyla or l'shum zokin. You have in mind the choyla, somebody that's sick, that can't eat, or else an older person also that can't eat the meat. Therefore, the korban is possible. We'll soon see how we know this. What does it mean you shechted it for somebody that was not appointed for this korban? Nimna olav chaburazu. This chabura, these a few people got together and bought this korban pesach together. V'shochatu l'shem chabura cheres. And when whoever shechted it had a mind for a different chabura, different three people, is the korban is possible. For the gemara menohan emili. How do I know these yisoidis? That you have to shecht the korban for the right people that own it, and you have to shecht it for people that could eat it. If they can't eat it, it's possible. The Tana Rabbonim, the Pesach says, like the Tana Rabbraisa says, the Michsas. The Pesach says, the Michsas Nefoshes. The Pesach says, the Mimayit Habayit Miyois Miser, Lokahu Ashrenoi. If one person can't eat the Korban Pesach by himself, let him buy it two or three people together. Al Korav Obeisoi, the Michsas Nefoshes, which the Michsas means, we say now you have to be appointed, you have to own this Korban Pesach. Every person that could eat it is tochoisu, should also, again, a second time tochoisu, should be appointed upon the ser, the Korban Pesach. So it says Lashon, b'michsas nefoshes. That means you should be appointed for this Korban. Tana Rabbana, b'michsas, melameid she'ena pesach nishchat elu lemuyev. It's only kosher to bring a Korban Pesach if you were appointed beforehand, mean that you own it. You bought this Korban before the Zman Shechita. The Drashim Michsas, Loshin Menuyib, means you're accounted, you're appointed on this Korban. K'moyes Michsas Erkecho. So, Zemar Yochel, I would think, Shachatu Shalom Menuyib. Let's say you shechted, you had a mind for people that were not appointed, did not own this Korban. Yehei Koiver Ala Mitzvah. I would think it just called you're doing something wrong. You're not doing the right mitzvah. But for kosher, like we always say by Kodeshim, if the Torah says something once, it's a mitzvah to do it that way. If you don't do it that way, the korban is still kosher. So I would think here the korban pesach is still kosher. Talmud Leima, the pasuk says no, b'michsas tochoisu. It says two times. First it says b'michsas nefoshes ish tefiyoch loy tochaisu al haser. Tochaisu is also a lashon of being appointed. So it says it twice. Is akoser shina olav lakim. This is the cloud by kodeshim. By all pashas or by yikra negayet the karbonos, when we say the korban is posel, it's because shina olav akoser lakim. The Torah said this time twice. It said this mitzvah twice. It's not just time to do it. And if you don't do it, it's still kosher. No, if you don't do it, the korban is posel. Here it says two lashonis b'michsas and tachaisu that a person has to be appointed for the korban. You have to own it before you shecht it. So if you have in mind for somebody else, the korban is posel. Rebbe says another pshat loshen sursayu. I tell the loshen tachaisu is a loshen sursi. Rashi learns Arami. It's a loshen Aramaic. It's not a loshen akodesh. It's loshen Aramaic. Rashi's Chachmiyum is Koran Loi Linga Shuraya. That's the way they call the language. Is Kodim Shemul Chaveroi. Like somebody tells his friend, Koisli Tlezim. Koisli is a Rashi, Shochet, means to shech this animal. Lameimra de Beshash Chitam, Tzorech Liskavanam Luyev. That's what the Postik means. The Nichsas Nefoshois, Ish Tafayoch Loi Tachoisu. What does Tachoisu mean? That the Shas, you shech the Korban, you have to have in mind for the person that owned it. So you have to have this in mind, only lemuyov, for these people that were appointed that own the carbon. If you have in mind for somebody else, then the carbon is possible. That's this word techaisu that says that the carbon is possible. If you have in mind for somebody else. Like the pasuk says, techaisu. Yeah. Right. So the mara ashkechon shlel lemuyov. So from the word of the nichsas, means you have to be appointed. We know if you think, la manas to shecht it for somebody else, the korban is possible. What about shaloi liyachlov minolan? How do we know the first din of the Mishnah that if you're shechting the korban al manas that these five sick people should be their korban and that they can't eat the meat, the korban is possible? How do we know this? Omar Kro, the pasuk says ish lefi ochloi tachusu tachaisu. Ish lefi ochloi means a person has to be able to eat it. He's the one that should be appointed upon the korban. So lefi ochloi means you have to eat it. The iskish, there's a hekish here, oichlin lemnuyev. The same way if you have the wrong thought, to think of somebody else that wasn't appointed, if you think for somebody that can't eat the korban, that also passes the korban. So drash lefi ochloi, horoyu lechol, you have to be able to eat the meat. Prat lechoyle, lafuke, a sick person, ulezokin ulorol, viafilu hei menuyev. Or will soon see also. Even though they were appointed on the korban, like they own the korban, but since they can't eat it, if the person that's shechting it only shechs in their mind, the korban is possible. Like first we're talking about here, you have 10 people that were mamana on the korban. Like 10 people bought the korban together. 5 of them could eat, the healthy people, and 5 of them can eat. So it depends what you think for shashritim. If you only think for the 5 that can eat, that's the pastos in the Mishnah. You have to think for shashritim, lofi ochloi, people that could eat it. But if you only think for the 5 that can eat it, the korban is possible. But if you think for all 10, for 5 that could eat and 5 that can't eat, that's the same for the Mishnah, the korban is kosher. As long as you think lefi ochloi, for somebody that could eat, even though you also thought somebody that can't eat, that's still kosher. But if you're only thinking for the people that can't eat the korban, that's the gzeras hakosher, ish lefi ochloi, you have to be able to eat the korban of Pesach. And we spoke about yesterday, we'll see the Rebbeis here, because the ikar of the korban Pesach is only to be able to eat the meat at night. All other kachim, the ikar is to bring the korban, to get a kapara. The yikra of a korban pesach is to be able to eat the meat, the leil pesach. So if you can't eat it, if somebody can't eat the meat, he's not, the korban is possible. The next part of the Mishnah says, shochato lemoilin. No, this is a new halacha now, not part of the Mishnah. Shochato lemoilin.